Hi, I'm Holly Mueller, and welcome to What's New in Town here on CIDI 99.1 FM. Knowlton is known for the beautiful Brome Lake and picturesque downtown that looks like it was pulled from a movie set. A matter of fact, Knowlton was the setting for a very scary movie in the 1970s. But let's not picture it like that. Let's imagine town like how it was portrayed in the 1960s children's movie. Joyful and full of life. The town of Brome Lake thrives too, as our guest today gracefully states, make beautiful things. They work to enhance the qualities the town already holds in an effort to not only lure more tourists and residents to visit, but to instill a sense of pride and love for this little town in the hearts of its citizens. What can you not be proud of when your town is beautiful and vibrant from corner to corner? Today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Gilbert Harel, the Director General for the town of Brome Lake. He is here today to speak about the new public square project proposed for downtown Knowlton. Not only is this project working to enhance the physical appearance of the downtown area, but it is being done to better maintain the health and safety of the space to provide protection against the ever-infringing weather-related dangers due to the effects of climate change. So let's begin. What is your position with the town?
While my position at the town, I'm the general manager. My first duty is to make sure that all the strategic decisions made by the council are being managed by me, and I'm making sure that the administration goes ahead with all the project that the town, the elected officials wants the town to go in a certain direction. So I make sure that every employee goes with the way that the strategic planning of the elected official wants to go. So basically, that's what I do. I manage everybody.
So we're here today to talk about the very exciting new public square project that's happening in downtown Knowlton. Could you explain this project to us?
Yes. Well, first of all, it's a very big project for the town. We're talking about a big investment. As people know, downtown Knowlton was not in a nice position in the last year, so the elected officials wanted to make sure that, we say in French, a traitement choc, but a shock treatment to the downtown Knowlton. And so the public space is three things, really. It's the dam. First of all, we got to repair the dam. So that's a part that we want to do this year. And after that, there's the library that wanted to renovate. And they were looking for more square footage. And because we were looking to do something in the Colebrook Park, we thought that what a great idea to merge our two projects. So the enlargement of the library, the town will be involved with that, and we want also to move the public market that is actually now on Maple Street. We wanted to move downtown on the Colebrook Park, so we say the project is from the brook to the book. I think it's very nice, and the public space will be from the book to the library, and basically that's it. So
I love that slogan. Yeah. It really hits it home, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So could you describe what the project will look like when it's all finished?
Well, first of all, a dam is a dam. You know, we want people that are living in Knowlton or Lac Brome for a long time knows that the pond was a beautiful pond with water. And now since 2011 or 12, when it was fragilized by a big storm, we had to lower the level of the pond. So now there's a lot of vegetation that is there. So we want to, first of all, build a new dam. And secondly, we want to dredge. Dredging is to get the sediments out of the dam. And by dredging, you'll get all the vegetation also off. And but we need authorization from the government to do the proper dredging. So we hope that the government will let us do the dredging that we want to get the look back from the pond with the water and the dam. And what's iconic for the town is the reflection of the church that goes in the pond. And we want the pond back for a lot of reasons. And so that's the part of the pond and the dam. As for the Colebrook Park, well, we want a permanent structure to help the marketplace to move. So we don't know. Actually, we've got a plan for the structure now, but it's only a pre-feasibility study that we made. And it's sketches that we have. But the final decision or the final infrastructure, we don't know what it's going to look like. But we want a permanent structure there. And we want it to stay as natural as possible. We did a lot of consultation with different groups, And that was unanimous for everybody, for the park to stay as natural as possible with trees, with nice green spaces where you can sit down, enjoy the location, read a book, you know, and look at the water and the brook. So we want to integrate a structure for the marketplace and with a natural look. And the enlargement of the library, it's going to be all windows. It's going to be very modern. It's a modern look for an historical building, and we see that, you know, all over Europe and a few places in North America too. But the architect that worked with us wanted to make sure that the beautiful library, Pettus, will stay the main infrastructure. In the lower part, it's going to be windows where the people that are going to be inside are going to look in the natural, very natural park. So that's basically the feel that we want to have.
Very nice. You're mentioning keeping the park very natural with lots of vegetation, but you also mentioned redesigning the pond to remove some of the vegetation that's in there. Why is there a need for that? Is it dangerous for our ecosystem here?
Well, by consulting everybody, you know, people, they want to see back the pond as it was before. I know that there's a lot of people that says, hey, the vegetation is there. There's ecological organisms that are there. Don't mess with that. But basically, the dredging, first of all, the dredging of the sediment is good because all the sediments that will be taking off won't go to the lake. So that's one of the part that is very important to understand. But the people that we consult want the pond to be back at what it was. So, you know, you got to keep in mind that we're working with the Ministère de l'Environnement on that. So we're going to make sure that everything is done properly.
Makes sense. You're answering what the people want, if I could
for
say
sure.
that.
Yeah.
So the town has been planning this project for a very long time, but why did the town of Brome Lake choose this project as opposed to other ones?
Well, it's been on the strategic planning. You know, the elected officials, when I arrived here in 2014 as general manager, they asked me, what do you need to help you do your job? And I told them, I said, well, what I need from my elected council is to give me a strategic plan. So they gave me a strategic plan was, and one of the main project in the strategic plan was to revitalize downtown Knowlton because it was well needed. So we've been looking at, you know, in the first year when I arrived and when the new council arrived, there was a lot of infrastructure all over the town to be dealt with. So now we were ready to work on that project. And why we choose that particular project, when we talked with the library, we saw that there's something, a partnership that could be done there. So we oriented our work with the library, and the specialist that is working with us told us that there's a lot of downtown that are working with libraries because the libraries are reinventing themselves. You know, there was a good article in the press at the beginning of January saying that all over the world, the library are reinventing themselves. Everybody thought that library with the e-books and all that will die, but basically they're not dying. They're increasing their volume of people going there because they're reinventing themselves. And we thought that by working with them in making the Colebrook Park and buying, well, I didn't mention that, but we bought in 2017 the two buildings in downtown, the blue building on Lakeside and the gray building where Woolrich was, to make sure that we've got the proper space to make something very nice for the population. We want the population of town to Brome Lake to reappropriate their downtown. And if they do reappropriate their downtown, we're going to have tourism and to help, you know, our merchant to get more business. So I don't know if it answers your question, but
yes, it does.
Okay.
So you mentioned that you bought the gray building that Woolrich used to be in, but I understand there's another store in there now, isn't there?
No, in the gray building,
it's empty. Okay.
And it's been empty for a few years. When we bought it, I think that the owner was trying to sell it for the last 6, 7, 8 years. And when the council decided to make a big step to work the downtown, we thought that those two buildings were not in the loyalist architecture look. They were built in the 80s, 90s, you know, to because they Knowlton was a place to come in the 80s, 90s. So they built that to have a lot of stores, but it was the gray building was empty for a few years. And the blue building, they had a few stores. Bromley Book was there. And by buying the blue building, the owner that where the Bromley Books are situated was the same owner as the blue building. So they transferred Bromley Book where they are, and I think it's amazing for them the view that they got, and so it's good for them. And the town decided to buy the blue building, and they're supposed to be demolished as soon as possible to work on the public space.
Okay, so it's my understanding that no businesses are being displaced, which is quite nice to hear.
No, not at all.
So with the project being in the heart of downtown Knowlton, is the town going to be using local businesses and resources to complete the project?
You know, as a municipality, we don't have a choice to call for tender, right? So when we call for tender and respecting all the provincial law, we go for the lowest bidder. So we hope to have local contractors. In our politic, it says that if there's a local contractor that is a bit higher in the bids that a contractor that say it's they're somewhere else in Quebec. Well, we've got leverage there to make sure that we use our local contractor, but we hope that there's going to be local contractors for sure that will bid on all the work that it will be done there.
Right. Thank you for explaining that. It's very interesting to know as a person living here.
Yeah.
So when will the work begin and how long will the construction take?
Yeah, that's a good question. We put in the budget this year $3 million to work on the dam. The infrastructure of the dam, which is going to be mainly concrete, is worth estimated at $1.8 million. And all the dredging that we'll have to do, if the government permit us to do it, we estimate the work at $1.2 million. It's very expensive to do the dredging for a lot of reasons. And so it's budgeted this year, and we hope to do the work this year. We're waiting for authorization from the Ministère de l'Environnement to start the work, but it's planned this year, and we hope to have the proper authorization. After that, as for the rest of the project, it depends on the funding that the library will get, because the library, like it was explained at the information session last Thursday, they want to raise $6 million. The $6 million, it looks like a big amount, and it is a big amount, but they're looking at provincial, federal grants. The town already, the mayor explained to the people there that we're going to put $1 million in the library project. So, and they said that they'll need 70% of the $6 million to start the project. So basically, we're waiting for that to happen, because if, let's say that the library, they don't get the amount that they want, and they stop the project, we'll need to work on a plan B, because we want to revitalize and get a public space there. And the plan A is to work with the library. So as for after the dam, we don't know. We hope that the library will get the grants and the money and start working on the library project. But it's their part. I'll let them answer that. But if they start in 2021-22, we're going to work after on the public space between the brook and the book. We're going to work after everything else is finished. Oh. So we don't know. We don't know for the moment when it's going to be.
Right.
When it's going to be done.
Understandable. So once the construction begins, whenever this is going to happen, will the entire park and the surrounding area be closed to the public?
Another good question. We don't know. We think that for the dam, first of all, I don't see how we're going to close Lakeside. We're going to work on the Colebrook Park. The trucks will be working on Colebrook Parks, and probably on the other side where Barnes is, there's land to be used by the constructors. So I don't see how it will affect for sure, but not closing the street. As for the library, I don't think it's an issue also to close the streets. As for the public space between the brook and the book, it's hard to say, but I personally don't see how it's going to be closed.
Okay, so people could still shop in the stores on the other side of the street.
For sure.
Oh, perfect.
We're going to make sure that if there's a problem, we'll work with the merchants to make sure that everything is properly done.
Perfect. Very nice to hear. Also, during construction in natural environments, many ecosystems and animal habitats are destroyed, forcing animals to become displaced. What is the town doing to help protect the animals that inhabit the park and the ecosystem in general while the work is being done?
Another good question, but the only answer I got for you is that we're working with the Ministère de l'Environnement, and they're going to ask for the proper studies by the Ministère de la Faune and all that. So if we get the go-ahead, it's because we're going to be sure that every ecosystem are well treated, because we know that there's an ecosystem there. There's fishes that has to be protected. We know that, but the government will ask for the proper study, and will be obliged to follow the proper direction that they will give. So I'm not an expert in that, but I know that will be watched by the Ministère de l'Environnement, so there's no really worries about that.
Right. I'm happy to hear that the animals are being protected and kept safe. That's a number one priority for myself, I would say. But you also mentioned that you will be planting more vegetation, like trees and plants, in the park when construction is done. But will you keep all this vegetation to be native trees to the area?
Well, it has to be chosen by the proper person. I'm not an expert on that, but we're going to work with the proper people that will tell us what kind of essence has to be planted there. A sure thing it's going to be planted in the Cobra Park is tree pines. You know why tree pines?
No, I don't.
Because of Louise Penny.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so tree pines will be planted in the Colebrook Park. For sure. As for the other essence of, I don't know, but we're going to work with the proper person, because we want to make sure that the loyalist look is still preserved there, and we don't want any modern look and all that. So we're going to use the proper essence. Yeah.
Very nice. Moving away from the environment and returning more to the logistical details of the public square project, in the press release from the town of Brome Lake, it was stated that this project aligns with goals within the town's strategic plan. Could you further elaborate on this and explain what goals this project achieves?
Like I explained earlier, the strategic plan was the elected official had five goals, and one of the goal was to work downtown. As you probably know, Bromont worked on their downtown a few years ago. Sutton worked on their downtown a few years ago. And town of Brome Lake didn't invest really, apart from the bridge that was put in 2013-14, there was no really big investment that was put in downtown to help the commerce. So because it was one of the goals of the elected officials, well, that's why it's related to the strategic plan. A strategic plan orients all the enjeux, the goals that the elected officials wants to go ahead with. And like I said, I'm going to repeat myself, but a strong Knowlton is important for town of Brome Lake. The elected officials and myself, personally, I think that if we have a strong Knowlton, we're going to help all the other sectors of town of Brome Lake, Iron Hill, West Brome, Foster, Fulford, East Hill, to grow and attract people.
You keep referring to a strong Knowlton. So why is this project positive for the entire community? How will everyone, including residents and visitors, benefit?
Well, to have a public space where you can go hang out and really be proud of be a part of it. Because as a resident, you know, you stay in your city, you stay in your sector, you talk to your neighbors. But, you know, when you attract family and visitors to your house, and you know that there's a special place where you can bring them and where you feel great, we think that the new town will have that feeling. You know, we just added bridges to bring people over for the residents mainly. Normally, the feedback that we receive from people, visitors, they think that Knowlton is, town of Brome Lake is so beautiful. And by adding that look to the downtown, we think that we're going to attract, first of all, our residents that are going to be proud to come. And if they come downtown because they didn't feel that they had any opportunity or reasons to come downtown, well, they're going to come downtown and shop in our locals and our with our merchants. And by doing that, if there's a buzz with that downtown, we think that tourism will come more and help our merchants.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. Allowing the residents to be more proud of their downtown is a fantastic feeling, and it brings more people to come visit as well. So on that note, I'd like to say thank you very much for your time. I'm looking forward to when this project is beginning.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.